The sermon for this morning is primarily based on our gospel reading, and especially thinking about verse 25 and 38. I read verse 25 from Luke 2, we just heard. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And verse 38, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Waiting. Both those holy people filled with the Holy Spirit were waiting. Simeon, specifically, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and Anna, waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. We wait for Christmas. Or maybe we don't. Maybe we speed it up. But we're waiting for that day. And then it happens. It's over. And I heard about, through friends, I heard about the display at Hicksville, the Christmas cruise. So yesterday, you already heard. So yesterday, Mom and Debbie have been feeling good for all the time they've been here. So let's go and look at the Christmas cruise in Hicksville. I looked at the little advertisement on the internet, their website, and said, oh yeah, there it is. It really is in Hicksville there. So we drove out to Hicksville last night. We got there. It was all dark where there was supposed to be lights. What happened? So I drive past, I pull into an access just south of that, access to electrical things, and the neighbors across the lawn were wondering what's going on here. Oh, I didn't read the rest of the website. The last day of the display is the 23rd. And I thought, wow, it's over. And growing up in a pastor's family and having a pastor's family, Christmas extends from the 25th to the 1st, kind of, because the big push for Christmas is done, and so you kind of relax for a couple days. So to me, it wasn't over. But for the people who run that display, that was their timing for that. And that was fine. And then, so he said, well, let's go see the city square at Bryan. So we saw all the lights there. And then we went over to Archbald, too, and drove through the Festival of Lights there. So we saw some lights. But it made me think. We as a culture and different groups in our culture, we push for Christmas. We're waiting, waiting, waiting. And then it's done. And then we put our lights away. Or on December 23rd. I had two things to pick up at the Rite Aid and Napoleon, Amazon drop-off, two packages. So I drop in, and lo and behold, there at the counter is a whole huge display of chocolate Cadbury Easter eggs. It was the 23rd of December, and I have a personal tradition that when they first come out, I get one. I got one before Christmas. And I asked the lady, and she said, yeah, I put them out last night. Now we're waiting for Easter. And Christmas isn't already here. So this is something in our lives, isn't it? It's like that with different celebration or events. We're waiting for something, and then it comes sometimes, and it's like over. And then we're waiting for the next thing. That idea of waiting and for something and then it coming and being over made me think, or brought to my mind, these two passages, these two verses in this reading. They were both waiting. Now, Simeon, sometimes and oftentimes in stories and drawings and things like that, he's taken to be an old man, which he might have been, but it does not say that in the text. It says that the Lord had revealed to him he would not die until he had seen the Christ. But he might have been a younger man. That is not clear. Might have been older, might have been younger, but he was waiting. And he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He is waiting for comfort. Now think on this. He sees the baby. And he rejoices. And he says, Lord, now I can depart in peace. The baby is just a baby. Baby Jesus hasn't accomplished any teaching yet. He hasn't accomplished dying or rising yet. And yet, Simeon is satisfied. This, I've seen it. It's true. I can depart in peace. Under that A, point A, I have, and it's the similar sentence for both Simeon and for Anna. Faith believes the promise for him, consolation, and is comforted even if not all visible today because it is reality. All the things that the Christ would do, Simeon probably did not see, even if he was a younger man, because that would be 30 plus years down the line. But he knew God was going to accomplish comfort. And he himself was comforted. Even though he didn't see it all happen yet, he knew this is true. God is going to do it. Anna, we know, the scriptures say, was 84 years old. And it says that she had been married for 7 years. Had a husband for 7 years. Well, say she got the marrying age was, you know, early, mid-teens, late teens. But say she got a husband at age 16. Let's just say that. And she had a husband for 7 years. That would put her at 23 when she became a widow. And she was waiting for 61 years. She was waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Redemption is a sacrifice word. Redemption is the forgiveness word. And so she was waiting for the forgiveness of Israel, the sacrifice for Israel, the one final sacrifice, the buying back of Israel, redeeming of Israel. Simeon was waiting for the comfort and consolation. She was waiting for the forgiveness. Both related, but thoughts, but distinct too. And I wrote down there, faith believes her faith believes the promised redemption and rejoices even if not all visible today because it is the reality. The promised Savior would die and rise. She trusted the Old Testament prophecies, and she rejoiced that the baby who was going to do this, the Christ, was here. But she, more than likely, did not see Jesus die on the cross or rise from the dead. She was already 84 when he was a baby. But she trusted, and she was rejoiced. I had never thought of this before, but just looking at a good commentary by Dr. Just of RLCMS, his commentary in Luke, he noted that there's two witnesses to the Christ in the temple, and that's what the Old Testament required, was two witnesses to an event. Simeon and Anna both testified and witnessed, this is the Christ, right in the temple. And they told others about it. It was God using these two people who were waiting for the consolation of Israel, for the redemption of Jerusalem, were waiting, and they said, this is the one, the Christ. We're waiting for things. We waited for Christmas. We'll wait for other things. Some of those things and events come quickly and kind of on time. And some of those events go on and on and on. And you're waiting. Think about the amount of answer that Simeon had and Anna had. They saw the baby. They didn't see all that the baby had done, but they saw the baby. And they rejoiced and gave thanks. They believed God would take care of the comfort, the redemption, the consolation, the forgiveness. Just seeing a bit of part of it, they believed all of it. They believed because, as John 3:16 says, he sent his only begotten son, if you're looking at the five blanks there. Since God sent his son, he would not miss anything. He would accomplish everything. Everything God promised, he would do. If he would send his son, well, then he's going to do all that he promises to do. And Simeon knew this, and Anna knew this. The Christ is here. God will accomplish everything that needs to be done, even if I don't see it all. And just to conclude on what is said about Anna, she began to give thanks to God and speak to him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. Thanks to God and speak to all. That's what we do as Christians, isn't it, today? We give thanks to God and speak to all about what Jesus Christ is and has done in our waiting. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you give us your Holy Spirit, who enables us to wait in faith. Even sometimes we're impatient or think you've forgotten, but in fact, you call us to believe and wait. And sometimes we don't even see, but you have sent Jesus, and in him you accomplish all, and we believe that. In his name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.